Thanks for calling Omax Health. My name's Imani. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Imani. I am calling for my dad. I need to see, he has been ordering some of your products. I need to find out, one, if this is something that's on auto ship that we need to cancel, and or also finding out how we can return this stuff. My dad is 82 years old, and there's boxes of stuff over here.
No problem. Let's see here. Give me one moment to just log into the system here. Okay. I'm so sorry. Just one moment here.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thank you so much for being patient with me there. Could I have, let's see here, you're calling in for your dad. Let's see, could I have the spelling of his first and last name just to see if we can find him here in the system?
The first name is Hilary, H-I-L-R-I-E. Last name is Kemp, K-E-M-P, like Paul.
Perfect. Yes, I did locate an account. And could you just verify the address for security purposes?
It's 8005 Ash Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33619.
Yes, ma'am. So it does look like he is on an auto ship for the Omax hemp blend. It helps with sleep. Let's see here. Now, it does look like it comes every 2 months. Did you want to place it on a temporary hold? Is he just backed up with products?
No. He just keep ordering stuff that he's not even used. So I have boxes of stuff that's not even opened. So,
okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Well, I completely understand. I do have to let you know we offer this at a 90-day hold as well. You know, with that temporary hold, we do a 60-day to 90-day if that would interest you at all.
No.
No problem. So let's go ahead and get this canceled. Now, I did go ahead and cancel from all future billing, and if you'd like to just take down the cancellation confirmation number for your records.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so that's 758-409.
Okay, how long have you been ordering this? I mean,
this looks like this has been going on since August.
Jeez.
Yes. Now, if you'd like to, I did hear you say you have the most recent product that was ordered. We do have a 60-day return policy for that.
Okay.
And so we can get that back to you. If you want to send the product back, since it's unopened, we can definitely get that back to you. What will happen is I'll give you a return merchandise authorization number, and then you'll put it on the outside of the box. You'll send it back. And then once it's received at the warehouse, they'll issue the credit. Now, that can take up to anywhere between like 7 to 14 business days. But we do offer another option where you can keep the product. We refund 50% and then the account still remains canceled. It's completely up to you.
I know there's a box that's not open. So like I said, I don't know which one it was, but it's an unopened. So I can just, we'll send that box back. That's fine.
No problem. Okay, let me go ahead and get you refunded here then and get you the return merchandise authorization. Give me one second.
So does this this authorization number, is that for UPS?
So it's actually for our warehouse. So you'll put it on the outside of the box so the warehouse knows that you did have permission to send the product back. They won't charge you any additional fees for the, like, restocking and things like that.
Okay. So, okay, but I'm going to pay for shipping for it to come back is what you...
That's correct.
Okay.
Or I could check with my supervisor. I'm not sure if you could just, since the product is unopened, if you could just put return... on the outside of the box mm-hmm. and put the RMA number on there. Give me one second.
Okay.
Just to see. And I'm still here just waiting on a response from my supervisor. Just one moment.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, so while I'm waiting on a response from that, I do have your return merchandise authorization number, your RMA number that you'll put on the outside of the box. That is 27549.
27549.
Yes, ma'am. And because the product is unopened, I was just double checking, but I'm sure that you can just put return to sender on the outside of the box, place it in the mail, in your personal mailbox. So when the post office sees it, they'll return it to the sender and you'll have the RMA number on the outside just to avoid, you know, the shipping fees.
Okay.
All right. So I have that sent out for you. So it'll just, the return will be pending on that, your refund will be pending on that return.
Okay.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can do for you?
No. Then I can just, how long does it typically take? I know it has to come back and all of that, about 30 days or so?
Well, shorter than that, usually about 7 to 14 business days.
Okay.
All right.
And your name again?
Imani.
All right, Imani, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.